Item ten, lobster. Should have just asked you.
You don't hear that very often.
No, we don't.
Good afternoon. This is a request for an August public hearing to consider proposed amendments to the regulation pertaining to lobster to address requirements established in Addendum 17 to Amendment 3 to ASMFC's Fishery Management Plan for American Lobster. And the amount of time it took me to say that, they may have drafted two more addenda. Addendum 17 was approved in February of this year. It attempts to address rebuilding of the southern New England lobster stock. Any lobsters harvested in Virginia waters or off our coast would be considered part of the southern New England stock. There's real concern over this stock. It's been considered in a depleted condition. Abundance has remained low for the last decade. The major concern here really is failure in recruitment. Addendum 17 seeks to reduce exploitation in the southern New England stock by 10%. For the nearshore management area, for us, you see here that's management area 5. There's two main tools being employed. Mandatory V-notching of all egg-bearing females, and they're requiring a closed season of February 1st through March 31st to all harvest. For those of you not familiar, the V-notching requirement would mean a commercial harvester who comes across egg-bearing females, cut a small notch in the tail fin, and return that female immediately to the water. Any subsequent encounter with that animal, any time that female was pulled from the water, after, if she had eggs or not, if that V-notch is still visible, she needs to be returned to the water immediately. That requirement, the mandatory V-notching requirement, is to be put in place effective January 1, 2013, the same effective date for the close season. However, to get a real benefit protecting these females to actually be effective in 2013, this requirement should be put in place as soon as possible as per ASMFC, and that's why we're here before you requesting an August public hearing. Addendum 17 also has one new requirement for the offshore management area, that's Area 3. There's an increased minimum size from 3 3/8 to 3 17/32 of an inch. Offshore management area has V-notching requirements already. So to reiterate, we're looking at three new requirements with this addendum affecting lobster landings and or harvest in Virginia. The two requirements for the Area 5, the nearshore management area, that's the mandatory V-notching and the required closed season from February 1st to August 31st. And Area 5 covers both state and federal waters. The offshore management area, Area 3, is completely in federal waters, and there that's the increased minimum size. Staff feels there's a potential for enforcement issues here, having separate management measures for the two harvest areas. An example would be if we amend this regulation to have a closed season of February 1st through March 31st, only for lobsters harvested from Management Area 5, that would allow legally lobsters harvested from Management Area 3 to be landed here. But, of course, at the point of landing, law enforcement has no way of knowing where those lobsters were harvested from. In a state like New Jersey, where this is a much larger fishery, in fact, over 90% of the nearshore harvest is coming from New Jersey. They actually have created special permits for each management area. If you declare that you're going to be fishing in more than one management area, then you're required to abide by the most restrictive management measures, whatever they are. In Virginia, this is a very small fishery. We've been considered in de minimis status. That means we've been under 40,000 pounds consistently. The number of individuals landing in Virginia is actually, annually, is typically under 10 individuals. So in order to avoid creating and trying to track a permitting system for these few individuals, staff is recommending that we advertise amendments to the regulation that would establish the most restrictive measures required in this addendum and apply them to all landings in Virginia, regardless of where the lobsters are harvested. really only two amendments to our regulation that we're suggesting that this be done with. That's the minimum size limit, so that it would be unlawful to possess any lobsters below the most restrictive minimum size, which is what's being required just for Area 3. We would also need to amend the maximum size limit from our current regulation, which has a maximum size only for females, when in fact what's in place is for all lobsters, and that's 5 1/4 inches. The other most restrictive measure is the closed season of February 1st through March 31st. We're suggesting that closed season apply to all landings in Virginia. The other two bulleted points you see here, the V-notching, that's mandatory. As I said, it's already in place for the federal waters. We would need to put this in place for our waters. Staff is recommending adding into our definitions a definition for the management areas. And one reason why this is being recommended, if for any reason the commission looked to go with the requirements, the requirements, like I said, are area specific, we would need to have those definitions in our regulation. So advertising the most restrictive measures for the public hearing would allow the commission the flexibility to establish less restrictive measures at the public hearing. And there's just one more thing to note. Establishing these most restrictive measures should increase the potential to achieve this addendum 17 target reduction. Staff's recommendation is to advertise for an August public hearing, including the four bulleted proposals you see here.
Questions for Mr. Cimino? Jeff?
Paul? Joe, we have boats from south of us or north of us fishing Virginia waters, since it's all federal, you know, fishing our areas.
I'm not familiar with any southern overlap, but in Chicoutimi with folks in Ocean City, yeah, I know there's some overlap there.
All right, thank you.
You have Rick?
Jared, does the stock assessment consider any of the resource off of Virginia specifically? In other words, is there any assessment or survey work on the resource off the coast of Virginia?
No. In the southern New England stock, is a big part of the recruitment concerns are as far north as Long Island Sound, but nothing specific to us, I know.
Any objection to proceeding with the public hearing? Seeing none, the hearing is approved. Thank you.